AGP, are we ready to hit it? Okay. Call to order the regular meeting of the Oceana Community Service District Board of Directors for Wednesday, April 25th. May I please have the roll?
Director Bernay?
Here.
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Colwell? Vice President Alston?
Here.
President White?
Here. Shall we all stand for the flag salute, please?
Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Move on to agenda review. Are there any modifications, changes? Ms. Cassiola? Are we sailing along? Okay.
I do have one.
Yeah.
On agenda item 9A, there was an egregious error on my last name, which is B-R-U-N-E-T. Just making a note of that.
Okay. Where was the one? I see it all.
It's page 18 of 73.
It's okay.
That's all.
Oh, Burnett.
We're sorry.
It's no problem.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda as stated.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 4-0, one absent. Moving on to closed session. Counselor?
President White, you're not taking public comment because there's no members of the public here.
Yes, I am not taking public comment because there's absolutely no one in the audience at this time.
Thank you. Pursuant to Government Code 54957, the district will adjourn to closed session for performance evaluation of the general manager.
Okay.
Well, here we go.
Okay. 10 after 6, calling back to order the regular meeting of the Oceana Community Service District. May we have a report out of closed session, please?
The report out of closed session is no reportable action.
Thank you. Thank you. Moving on to public comment for items not on the agenda. The public comment period provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on matters of interest within this jurisdiction of the district that are not listed on the agenda. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited to 3 minutes, and I do not see anybody coming forward. So we'll move on to special presentations and reports. And I do not see Tony Maraschino tonight.
Tony has the night off.
Ooh. Oh. Okay, do we have any operations reports?
No.
No, Moon. Is there any specific Five Cities Fire Authority operations report from the chief? No? Okay.
Holy cow.
Mr. Ogren, you're up as the general manager's reports.
Mine will be covered during the agenda items.
Thank you, and there's no one here from the sheriff. Let's moving on to board of directors.
This is going
quick. Moving on to B, Board of Directors and Outside Committee Reports. Director Angelo?
I have none.
Director Bronay?
I also have nothing.
Vice President Austin?
Well, I will keep mine brief. Well, I do have South County Sanitation District. We met last week, and we are still in the process of interviewing for a new district administrator and working on our policy and procedure manual.
Okay, and I have kind of a happy thing to report. There has finally been movement from County of San Luis Obispo Department of Planning and Building Code Enforcement. They have advised us that a notice and order and first notice of nuisance for the Oceana Card Room, which burned a year and a half ago, has been issued, and a second notice of nuisance abatement will come on Monday, April 30th, after which a hearing has been scheduled for the Board of Supervisors for June 5th, 2018. The board will be asked to order an abatement of the nuisance. And at that point, if the board, as expected, moves for an abatement, there will be, the responder will have to demolish the building within 60 days. And if the owner of the building fails to do that, then the county will perform the work and bill the owner. And so it looks like it could be, it's still a long time away, but maybe before the second anniversary of the fire, we'll have the building abated and the lot cleared. And, you know, it's really sad to see the Oceana Melodrama building, this beautiful new building right across the street, and to see that burned out building. And I know the county has gone through lots of due process and has been somewhat tolerant in allowing the owner to maybe deal with it, but boy, is it time to get it torn down. And that's an editorial from me.
Madam President, maybe we can repeat what the tentative date for the Board of Supervisors abatement hearing is?
That is Tuesday, June 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as that gets scheduled, we can put that on our website as well in case members of the Oceano public want to go and encourage the board to make sure that action gets taken care of.
Would it be within our area to also write a letter, or would that be kind of outside of, because it is outside of our area of responsibility?
Well, I think that to the extent that we're talking about an abatement of something that could be interpreted as a trash and garbage and a site that needs to be cleaned up. In addition, during the fire, not only did Five Cities Fire Authority obviously respond, but our operational crew also responded to help deal with and clean up the refuse and the
sidewalk.
Everything that was on the sidewalk and the streets and stuff. So I think it's closely related.
So maybe before then we could...
Letter of support.
Yeah. Okay. And I thank Lynn Compton's office for sending the good news to us. Thank you. Moving on to, there's no public comment on presentations and reports, so we'll move on to the consent agenda. And again, I see no one of the public. We can call for public comment.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Call for public comment. Seeing nobody move forward, move on to the consent agenda. Comments and questions from the board?
I would actually make a motion that we approve consent agenda.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 4-0, 1 absent. Moving on to business items, I again call for public comment. Seeing no one come forward, we'll move on to 9A, review and discussion of the 2018 committee assignments with modifications as deemed appropriate.
Madam President, members of the board, the committee assignments on your agenda tonight because we are initiating discussions with the employee union organizational group, and Director Brune, who has that subject matter assignment, had indicated some challenges with meeting during regular working hours, and this is going to be a pretty extensive effort this time because we need to do a review and confer on all of our personnel policies, and so the driving need here is to identify an alternate board member to work with staff on the SEIU MOU.
Okay.
And of course, since Director Colwell is not
here, I think Mr. Colwell would be a fine board member to do that. Put him on that one. I think he would.
He's our man.
I would certainly support that.
That'll show him for missing a meeting.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to change.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Snooze, you lose.
It's obviously not limited to one board member, so, but no more than two.
I mean, I could be an alternate. I'm probably wouldn't be very good at it, but I don't think that's one of my areas of expertise. But I could fill in if I had to. We could put my name there.
Okay.
I'm just curious, does it need to be a formal?
Yeah, we would want to have a motion and a vote on the matter.
Entertain a motion.
We're making a motion to appoint Director Colwell?
Yes.
So moved.
With President White as the alternate?
With President White as the alternate.
Second.
It's been moved in favor. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries 4-0. One absent.
We'll make sure to text him right away and see if he comes back.
Thinks he's on vacation, yes. Moving on to item 9B, consideration of a recommendation to approve a resolution directing approval of the Five Cities Fire budget for fiscal 2018-19 and discuss of related items.
Madam President, members of the board, this product and resolution is the outcome of several meetings, both with your board as well as with the city that I've had with the city managers of Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Chief Lieberman. The resolution provides support for the strategic plan option for next year and then recognizes that next year we have a lot of work that we need to do in order to address JPA amendments, some that have been spoken to by the cities. But that next fiscal year would be the year in that we have a lot of dialogue and you know what will become the future of Five Cities Fire Authority. Legal counsel has been working with legal counsel for Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach on the memorandum of agreement. And what I included in the staff report was some of the attachments and some of the concepts from your prior meeting where your board gave direction to do that. I just simply included those again in case there was members of the public who wanted to come and catch up on some of the prior board discussions. But I'm not gonna repeat what we had covered in previous staff reports. The next steps then will be that a special meeting at the Five Cities Fire Authority is anticipated where the MOA will be discussed in greater detail, and it's our hope then that from Five Cities Fire Authority that will be endorsed and so that the cities can go back and also present the options and likewise get support for the strategic plan budget option. Chief Lieberman's here, so if it pleases your board, feel free to ask him on the, I can't remember the date of the special meeting.
5/11.
On May 11th, but that's kind of the next steps, and I'd be glad to answer questions as well.
I don't have any. I pretty much don't really have any questions.
So the cities, the MOA has to come before the budget or afterward?
So the way that the resolution is structured, that if the cities and your board approve the MOA and the discussions amongst the management team and the attorneys has been very positive, but it's still subject to all of the approval of all of the governing boards. So and that means the two city councils as well as your board. If that all gets done, then the strategic plan budget option is approved. If it doesn't get done, then the status quo budget is approved by your board.
Before the 11th?
Not May 11th. So May 11th then is where Five Cities Fire Authority is going to be reviewing the details. The Five Cities Fire Authority itself doesn't have the ability to approve the MOA because the Memorandum of Agreement, just like the JPA itself, is an action of the three individual agencies.
Okay,
But the hope is then that at discussion at Five Cities Fire Authority, it is endorsed, and then once it's endorsed, then it goes back to all three agencies. So your board would have a subsequent action required on the MOA itself.
Okay. Okay. Chief, would you like to say anything?
Good evening, President and Board. Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief, Five Cities Fire. I think Mr. Ogren did a fabulous job. I believe my observations at the meeting that was hosted in Mr. Minnery's office was it was a cordial and very productive process. I've been following emails. Roy Grandy's already given feedback and suggestions for the draft document. And Grover Beach will follow up when their attorney returns from vacation. And the May 11th board meeting is critical in that we want the board to endorse this agreement. The MOA is actually an amendment to the JPA, which triggers unanimous approval between the three member communities. So we're hoping that there will be an endorsement of this MOA and that the fire board will conditionally approve a budget based on successful execution of the MOA. So right in line with what Mr. Ogren's been telling you, but that's our plan for May 11th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody else like to speak? Okay, let's just move forward then.
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the resolution directing approval of the Five Cities Fire Authority budget for fiscal year 2018-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Roll call.
Oh, excuse me, I know better. Roll call vote, please.
Director Burney?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Austin?
Yes.
President Wink?
Yes. Okay.
President White, just to alert you, the next items are all resolutions, so we'll do roll call votes for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I do know that. I just forgot. It's simple. Yeah. Okay. Moving on to 8C, consideration of a recommendation to approve a resolution by a four-fifths vote delegating to the general manager the authority to take emergency action to replace the Oceano Lagoon water line.
Madam President, members of the board, this resolution is the final formal action that's required by your board in order to replace the water line underneath the Oceano Lagoon that failed a month ago yesterday. As an update on the project, we did receive this week the emergency permit from the California Coastal Commission. Under your prior board's authorizations, I've gone through and I've hired both an environmental consulting firm to take the lead on both emergency permits as well as emergency notifications. Some of our environmental resource agencies, we don't have to get permits from to do emergency work, but we have to provide them notifications. And the importance of notifications is that it gives them the opportunity to dispute our emergency determinations. And we've had no disputes so far, and in fact, Coastal Commission staff, in looking at it, evaluated it, concurred, and provided us an emergency permit. The resolution that's in front of you is most importantly needed for compliance with the Public Contracts Code, because in order to do emergency work without going out to bid, we have to both have a resolution adopted by a four-fifths vote, and findings have to be incorporated into it as to why we don't have time to go out in a bidding process. Time is of the essence. We have gotten quotes from two different companies that can provide the services. We sought out quotes for more, but we got two quotes. The one firm is able to be on site on May 7th, which is a week from next Monday, or about 10 days. That timing is about the best we can do because we've got environmental surveys that need to be done in advance. We have to put in our environmental fencing. Our obligation is to dig out the bores, the pits, so that the contractor can come in and do what's called horizontal directional drilling, but essentially set up on Maui Circle and then do a horizontal drill that curves underneath the lagoon and then comes out on Laguna Drive on the west side. And so I've hired Cannon Associates to provide the engineering on it. They've ran their calcs. Everybody is very highly confident in our ability to proceed. The contractor is modifying their quote because of some changes from the original quote, but overall, it's certainly a cost-effective project. The if this is approved by your board, the other thing that the resolution includes is reiteration of the findings of why this is an emergency condition. And while we have put those together in our applications to Coastal Commission, to have your board, make those formal findings within the resolution helps to, provide support for the emergency project. If approved by your board, again, by a 4/5 vote, then I will be providing the notice of award to the contractor. The price differentials between the two is relatively small, and so it's timeliness, really. One contractor can perform on May 7th. The other contractor was about 2 weeks later than that. And I just completed a project checklist for all those involved. The contractor, the engineer, the environmental specialist, for our own staff to make sure that all the pre-construction tasks that need to be completed are identified as to who's responsible for getting those different tasks done, as well as sequencing of work so that we're ready to go on May 7th. Our basic challenge is that if during the horizontal directional drilling, they hit an obstacle that they can't get through. And it's really hard to imagine because, going underneath the Oceano Lagoon, what's going to be there? We're not anticipating any big boulders. The only risk is if there's a boat that sunk and then just keep dropping into the swamp, right? And or some car that got abandoned and just got swallowed by the swamp. But we're not anticipating that. So that kind of a risk. And then from an environmental perspective, none of the operations are going to be on any of the wetlands or sensitive habitat above ground. But in the horizontal directional drilling underneath the lagoon, the drilling contractor has to essentially push drilling mud ahead of the bit and everything. And there is a potential of what's called a frack out. And that would be having some of that drilling mud seep up through the soils and then into the lagoon itself. So there's called a frack out contingency plan. And so that's one of the requirements. And the contractor that I intend to do the award to is called AccuBore. They did the Leanne Creek crossing for Rio Grande this year. And so in the environmental permit application, we use their frack out contingency plan as the example to Coastal Commission of what we would expect our contractor. And since it's the same contractor, obviously, they know how to do the frack out contingency plans. And even then, the risks in our particular situation are less than in other situations. And one reason why it's less is the inundation of the bulrush, the tules, or whatever is growing prolifically in the lagoon itself will help to reduce any frack outs because it's the root cloths and everything are denser than the soils are. And so if any of that mud wants to seep up there, it's going to be held back by some of those that vegetation. Secondly, where the water line crosses under the lagoon, the water level is only about 2 feet deep, and it's really narrow. And so if there is a frack out, the ability then to go in there and mitigate it is going to be relatively easy as compared to if it was a larger body of water. So the two risks associated with construction really are if there is some obstacle underneath ground that we're not anticipating, or B, if we have a frack out, and even if we have a frack out, the contractor and the environmental monitors will be on site in order to respond. A couple other notes is that we will plan on providing all the adjacent property owners with hand deliver them notices by the end of the week to let them anticipate. When the environmental fencing, which a lot of people recognize as that orange fencing, goes up next Wednesday, then that will be, you know, sort of that other visual reminder to everybody that we're going to be proceeding. On Maui Court itself, the method of construction uses what's called fusion welding. And that's where they have 40-foot lengths of pipe, and they basically heat the they put the pipes together, and they heat them, and so that they melt is the best way that I can describe it. It's called fusion welding. So if you imagine, we've got about 400 feet of pipe, and it's going to take a day, maybe 2 days. It takes about an hour for each joint. So we'll have end up having extended on Maui Circle all the way around the curve and toward the sanitation district about a 400-foot length of pipe prior to its installation. So in the evenings, we're going to intend on hiring a security guard, private security guard, because we know that we don't want somebody to come in and take a rock and test to see how strong the pipe is. And then part of the notifications with the property owners is there's one property in particular where we might end up having a driveway blockage. And the contractor indicated he doesn't think so because that 400-foot length of pipe can, you know, bend. So we think we can all keep the pipe on what's the south side of Maui Circle and not affect the one driveway. But there is a possibility that we'd end up blocking one driveway one night. So we'll make sure to provide that property owner with access and talk to them in advance and everything. But right now, we've got all of our clearances from the environmental resource agencies, working with Dina Bellman at State Parks, because we're going to be going, you know, through State Parks, so we need the right of entry from them. And my discussion with her yesterday is that she didn't foresee any problems with it. She needs to make sure that she has discussions with the environmental resource agencies and she's clear on all the mitigation measures. But essentially, since we're not going to be on environmental habitat or on any, you know, of the wetlands or anything, best management practices associated with making sure that the operations have straw wattles around there so that if there's a little bit of water or mud that breaks away from the operations, that it's easily contained and easy to clean up. So the best management practices are pretty standard for contractors. And not anticipating anything that's invasive. Birds, it is primary nesting season, and so the environmental monitors are going to have to check for nests in nearby trees. But the feedback that I'm getting from the environmental specialists is that in the locale that we're at, there's lots of noise anyhow from human activities, so the risks of any disturbances are really pretty minor. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Is it starting next Wednesday?
So next Wednesday is our target date for the environmental monitors to do a pre-construction survey and to set up the environmental fencing. And we'll make sure that there's access to the pathways so that members of the public who, you know, want to hike around on some of those existing trails will still be able to do so. And we're not going to... You know, how would that work? If we put a fence and they're in their way, then the fence is going to come down. So we're going to make sure to be able to accommodate foot traffic. And then Thursday, Friday of next week is where we'd be digging the excavation site so that on Monday the 7th, the operator can come in and as a site, you know, that's already prepared for their operations. We're going to take lots of videos and lots of pictures because it's a really interesting construction methodology.
Very good.
Have to make sure we cap the ends of the pipe so no ducklings get in there and stuff.
It is duckling season.
We will. We did not think sure, about sure that, Director Brunet. We will make sure that we have the duckling mitigation plan in place as well.
I want to see it identified.
Yeah, well,
Tony's good at getting the ducks out.
So. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Tony, we can hire Tony as the duck wrangler, add to his job description.
We could probably get him like a little duck lasso, or I don't know.
Maybe a rubber ducky.
Or call him Daddy Duck. Better.
Give him a duck call.
Moving on.
See if they come running.
Yeah. Moving on, I would like to entertain a motion.
Okay, so I'll make the motion that we approve item
9.
Approve the resolution delegating the general manager the authority to take emergency action to replace the Oceano Lagoon water line between Maui Circle and Utah Avenue in accordance with public contract code 22050.
I will second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Can we have a roll call, please?
Vice President Austin?
Yes.
Director Brunet?
Yes.
Director Angelou?
Yes.
President White?
Yes.
Yay. It required a 4/5 vote, so
we got it.
Lucky we're all.
So tomorrow I will notify AccuBoard of our intent to award, and then legal counsel and I will work on final contract documents. And as noted in the staff report, we anticipate to have sufficient savings in the water fund budget this year, so no budgetary actions will be required.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Moving on to 9D. Submittal for approval, a resolution authorizing the general manager to execute intent to serve letters to new customers.
Madam President, members of the board, as a matter of procedure, this resolution was in front of your board a couple years ago. And at that time, the board chose to only authorize the general manager to issue final will serve letters, but that your board still wanted to look at all the intent to serve letters. The way the resolution is drafted is consistent with a couple years ago, where if there's anything unusual associated with an intent to serve letter, and one of the examples is if it's a multi-use project that includes both residential and commercial, that would have to come to your board, because our current ordinances address commercial development separately from residential, and so the interpretation of a multi-use, mixed-use development would still need to come back to your board. The reason why I'm putting it back in front of your board at this point in time, and I mentioned the procedural matter, because whenever staff has something in front of your board and then you make a decision to do something, if I want to put it back on the agenda, I really have to identify what's changed. Right, I shouldn't be coming back and say, well, you know, 2 years ago you said no, but I'm going to make another run at it, right? That's just not appropriate protocol. So what has changed? And the changes is that the county has modified their permit application process, and they're going through some bugs. And so they have issued building permits on projects without final will serve letters from us. The intent to serve letter is to show that we have the resource, the water resource available, and that allows an applicant to then initiate their plan review process with the county. But they're not supposed to get a final building permit until they've met all of our conditions in our final will serve letter. And so while that process right now is still being worked through at the county level, we've got a couple of applicants who are kind of stuck right now. So by delegating the authority on, again, you know, routine types of applications, then we're going to be able to respond more timely with them. I can provide letters that say, well, we cannot issue an intent, but if you meet all these conditions, then we can give you a final will serve letter. Because we don't want to hold up applicants while the county is, ironing out their new permit application process and those kind of details. The other side of it is that this action itself is really for the routine items. So it will help with timeliness. And to the extent that there has been some questions from the public about the ownership of property of individual board members and the proximity to these intent to serve letters, it takes that particular issue off the table. I don't own any property in Oceano, so I don't have any conflicts of that nature.
I think you should buy a house on Laguna.
On the what?
On Laguna.
On Laguna. Well, maybe I will.
With a kayak pool.
Yeah. So, compelled to explain why this recommendation is back after a couple of years, and I'd be glad to answer questions.
There was also something in here about lighting. That was specifically.
Yes, because, normally we're thinking about intent to serve letters associated with water and sewer service. But we also have lighting powers, and we do from time to time impose lighting requirements. Typically, that's going to be on a subdivision. The most recent one was Old Avocado Ranch, and so there was some, lighting light poles that were conditioned on that project. On the normal infill lots, that's not the case.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah.
The only question I have is the intent to serve letters going forward, if we approve this, would no longer be coming to our board at all?
On the routine ones. That are easily interpreted based on board adopted ordinances and resolutions.
Okay.
Entertain the motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution authorizing the general manager to execute intent to serve letters to new customers.
Second it. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Roll call vote. How many times do you have to tell me? I know. Roll call vote, please.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President White?
Yes.
Director Brunet?
Yes.
Vice President Austin?
Yes.
And just as a reminder for those who may be watching the board meeting, President White did take public comment on all business items prior to proceeding with business items.
Yes. I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any hearing items, written communications, late written communications? Future agenda items?
Well, we have a number listed. In May, we're going to start, in addition to normal business, we're going to have budget-related items for preliminary view in both meetings in May. The first meeting in June, which I believe is the 13th, I won't be here because of my daughter's wedding. So if we go through the budget details in May, then Ms. Cassiola may be here presenting the budget on June 13th, and if we have more work to do, then it will be on the second meeting in June. But our hope is that we can get through budget discussions in May for the budget's approval at the first meeting in June.
Okay. And I had one little question, and I don't know where it would go. We have people coming in for fireworks. Is that going? People processing? Have we had anybody come in for fireworks yet? Just the one, CHP?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so what's the due date on the applications?
May something.
11th. Okay. We are going to come back then on May 9th because there was the discussion about cleanup after the July 4th. We've done some confirmations with state parks, and we've also talked amongst ourselves about how we want to approach the day after. And so we anticipate on May 9th, then we'll come back with some recommendations on that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's excellent. Any other business to come before this board?
I forgot to mention on, if I can bring up on the fire, I just wanted to thank Pavel for all the work he did and all the meetings with everybody and bringing up, moving this fire authority thing forward.
Thank you, Vice President Austin. And, you know, I didn't report, but I did attend Five Cities Fire Authority this morning with their all-hands meeting, and I had a really good discussion with the crews and was able to recap a lot of the discussions over the last several months and, you know, and the optimism for next year as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Yeah.